Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. And my guest today is Mike Nolan, who is the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center here at Minnesota State University Mankato. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice to have you here. So one of the things that you've been involved with SBDC is certainly economic development here in rural Minnesota and in the southern part of the state. And one of the things that we've talked about in the past is really interesting, these turnarounds. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, if you think about the life cycle of a business, from the early startup phases of a business to when you're kind of emerging, when you're in those early growing years, to the mature years where you're figuring out what's going on, you're trying to grow your company and figuring out how to do it. And these are the companies that have been in business 5 or 10 years. But there is that end of the life cycle of a business. And sometimes it's a turnaround situation where we can save the business, that you have to reinvent yourself. Maybe you ran into some financial trouble. Maybe it was because of the recession or a change in economic climate. And for those companies that can be saved through very strong management techniques, some refinancing techniques, that's an area that has been a strong demand of our time and our expertise. The businesses that we can help refinance and reorganize, we've had a great deal of success, and you know, sometimes a job saved is worth every bit as much as a job created.
No question about it. And so some of the things that you run into more specifically in terms of turnaround would be?
You know, for example, a lot of businesses found themselves drawing down on their credit lines, where a credit line is really meant to help you through the peaks and valleys of the business cycle. Building up inventory before the holidays, for example, and then you'd sell down the inventory and pay back the line of credit. And what happened was during the recession, they just started to rely more and more on that line of credit to the point where they had run out. They'd maxed out their line of credit. And then so therefore could not gear up for the heavy season. So they missed out on profits. And that cycle just kind of crept up on them. And the bankers, they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. They have certain lending capabilities. So sometimes businesses would then rely on the goodwill of their vendors.
Oh, sure.
So for example, instead of paying their bills every 30 days, they'd extend that to 45 days to 50 days. And now the vendors are charging them interest holding costs, and that adds to. So it's kind of a snowball effect sometimes.
So it really requires a restructuring of how you operate.
Exactly. So we're able to come in, do a restructuring of the debt, a restructuring of the operation. We actually work out some programs sometimes with vendors where we say, we'll pay you X amount of dollars every month for the next 2 years. So we'll term out some of the debt. A lot of times it's on the operational side of the business. What are their cost of goods sold?
Sure.
What lines are they in? What lines aren't they in?
Sure.
How can they expand geographically? There's not a one-size-fits-all, but we can bring a new perspective to the business sometimes.
Well, thanks, Mike. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.